Acts chapter number 8. We will be reading 12 verses this afternoon. Acts chapter number 8. We'll begin reading in verse number 12 this afternoon. And what I want to talk about, and I want to do this in a way that everybody understands, there'd be no confusion. I want to break it down in a way that you would get it, you'd be able to digest it and be able to use it in your life. I want to talk about a false profession. That means that you profess Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but it's false. It's not true. It's not real. There's no evidence. There's no proof. There's no nothing there. That's where we're at tonight. I believe not only here in the text, anything that goes on in the world we live in, it's in this Bible. It'll line it up and it'll take care of it tonight. Acts chapter number 8 and verse number 12. If you're able to stand, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Acts chapter number 8 and verse number 12. The Bible says, But when they believed Philip's preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, Acts 8:12, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and he was baptized. He continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay my hand, lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon and said, "Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which we have spoken come upon me." And when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I lift up the ones that was mentioned in prayer requests tonight. I ask you to touch them, watch over them tonight. Lord, the ones that have cancer tonight, I ask you to do the healing. I ask you to help them in a mighty way. Father God, the ones tonight that has babies that are sick and babies being born, and I pray you be with them and the expected mothers and the mothers that's birthed these babies. I pray you watch over them. Father, I pray tonight you be with us, a congregation that we always stand on, thus saith the word of God, and we preach the truth and we don't err from what you're saying in the text tonight. Father God, I pray we stick with it tonight. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to be with our country, be with our nation. Father God, be with our church here, Lord God. I pray tonight, Father, whatever we say and whatever we do, it be according to the Word of God. I ask you tonight, if there be any sin in my life when I go to preach this tonight, that you remove it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I don't want to stand behind this sacred desk and preach something that's not true. So I'd ask you tonight, whatever I don't need to say, you remove it from my memory, remove it from my mind. And what I do need to say, I ask you to put it in and let me speak forth tonight the truth of your Word. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for saving my soul. Well, watch over these folks tonight. Keep us safe when the storms come this evening. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. And we ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. False professions. That's what we want to talk tonight about, and that's the subject that God's laid on my heart tonight. As we've took the book of Acts and we've come from Acts chapter number 1 down here to Acts chapter number 8 and verse number 12, you'll see on the scene now Philip. Philip's on the scene now. We know Stephen's been stoned and he's dead, and now Philip comes on the scene. He's not preaching a different gospel. He's preaching the same gospel. Can I get an amen? And Philip preached Jesus Christ, and the Bible says, in both men and women, they believed the word and was baptized. But I want you to look at this tonight in verse number 13. The Bible says, then Simon believed. And then Simon here, the sorcerer, he's the old trickster, if you would. He would be the one that was doing trickery here in the Bible. He was a fortune teller. He was doing things that was not of God. It says, then Simon himself believed, and also he also believed, and he was baptized, but he made a false profession. Can I say to you tonight, not everybody that believes on the name of Jesus, listen to this tonight, not everybody believes that God is who he is tonight and is baptized is going to heaven. That's going to alarm a lot of people. Now I want you to know tonight, a lot of people is going to tell you all you have to do is believe, and then some's going to tell you all you have to do is be baptized, and then some's going to tell you you're going to have to believe and be baptized. And tonight I want you to know that there is a head knowledge and there is a heart knowledge. There's a head knowledge that you know that there is a God, but it's totally different when you get a heart knowledge and you put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. You say, I've never seen God, I've never seen Jesus, but I believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and I want him to come into my life. I repent and I ask you to come into my life and save me. At that moment in a believer's life, the Holy Ghost of heaven, it comes down, it indwells that believer. Them sins that was on the inside, they're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and they become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I want you to know tonight, not everybody that walks to an old-timey altar and gets down and asks Jesus into their life and gets back up and goes through the baptismal waters. The Bible teaches me tonight, not everybody that does that repents and asks Christ to come into their life. They may have head knowledge, but do they have heart knowledge tonight? Do they have true repentance? Do they have God in their life tonight? And tonight I want to show you three areas in this text that is you cannot dispute it tonight. You can't look over it tonight. I must take this text tonight and preach it this way. And if you're saved tonight, these three will be in your life, but they did not show up in Simon the sorcerer's life. And that is the reason tonight I'm going to preach this text that he was lost, that he was not saved. You can go to many commentary books and they'll tell you that if you preach it that way, it's this and it's that. I want you to know tonight, I don't want to preach what a man tells me. I want to preach thus saith the word of God. I want to preach this blessed old book tonight. You said, preacher, how do you know that? I know a lot of people that has walked down the aisle, and they walked down the aisle and they asked Jesus to come into their life. They got back up and started living the same old way and doing the same old thing. There was no change. There was no conversion. There was no change in their life. And tonight I want you to know the Bible says in James chapter number 2 and verse number 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also, but you can't just have head knowledge, but you got to have heart knowledge tonight. And tonight I want you to look with me, if you will, to verse number 17 of the text tonight. And I want to share this. How do I know that he had a false profession? How do I know tonight in the text that he had a false profession? You said he believed and he was baptized. He's heaven bound. Friends, tonight I disagree with that tonight. I disagree with that tonight because, number one, he had a false profession because he had no covering in his life. He had no covering. He hadn't been covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I want you to get this, in verse number 17, then laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that, you know what? That tells me that Holy Ghost of heaven didn't come upon him. When he said it came upon them and he saw it, he wanted to buy it. Friends, tonight the Holy Ghost, when it comes upon a person and they get born again, the Holy Ghost only will indwell a believer tonight. It'll indwell that believer. It'll get down in that heart. He wanted to buy something that you can't purchase. Tonight we can't buy Jesus Christ. The only way that you can get him is by receiving him tonight. Simon wanted to buy the covering. He wanted to buy that covering over his life. He didn't want the person Jesus Christ. He wanted the power that come with it. Tonight, if all I want is power, I'll never get what I need. I must want the person Jesus Christ tonight. Here's what he said. Then laid their hands on them in verse 17, and they received the Holy Ghost. What did the other men and women receive? They received that covering. They received that covering on their life. Tonight, I want you to think about this, and I get excited about preaching something like this, about a false profession. I get excited tonight because I know that I got a covering on my life tonight. Amen. I know that I'm covered tonight in the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells me in Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 5, if you'll turn there with me, here's what the Bible tells me tonight. You say, preacher, you got the covering because you are a preacher tonight. You got the covering because you live a certain way. Hey, don't you believe that tonight for one skinny minute tonight. It ain't about how I live or what I've did. It's because I've received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. My head knowledge tells me that I don't need Him. My head knowledge tells me that I can do it on my own. But my heart knowledge tells me tonight that I need Jesus Christ. In Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 5, look what the Bible says, talking about there was no covering over Simon the sorcerer. Get this tonight. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. It's according to the mercy tonight that He saved us. Preacher, how did He save us? By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Tonight when you got born again, that Holy Ghost, He came down and He started indwelling you. Friends, tonight I'm not waiting on the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not waiting on Him to come, Brother Eric. He's indwelled me. He's covered me. He's made me new. And I know that tonight. I know. I understand tonight how this man can get to this place. He said he believed in God. I can understand that tonight. And I can understand that he went through the baptismal waters. And I can understand tonight that he's still not saved. That he's still not a child of God tonight. I can understand that tonight. You said, preacher, I'm confused. I don't understand. Number one, he didn't have the covering on his life. He wasn't covered in the blood of Jesus. He didn't have what he needed. He didn't have it. You know how many people that are on a church row and they don't have it? Whoa, glory to God. They don't have it tonight. You say, how do you know you got it, preacher? Oh, I know, amen. I know there's things in my life ain't like they used to be. There's a covering all over my life. Look with me tonight, if you will, to Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 5. I shouldn't listen to the primitives tonight. Man, I got listening to that. He's been better than good to me. Got the crying and shouting in the house. Man, I'm telling you, I deserved hell and He's given me heaven. He has given me heaven tonight. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 5 tonight that the reason Simon had a false profession because he didn't have no covering tonight. He didn't have no covering. You know what? Cold weather's going to come and it's going to come. Storms are going to come. Things are going to come in your life and you need a covering. Just like in your spiritual life, things are going to come your way and you're going to have that covering of the blood of Jesus Christ on your life. Amen? Look what he says tonight in Revelation 1:5, and from Jesus Christ. Who does the covering come from? Jesus Christ. It comes from Jesus Christ. It doesn't come from the prayer you prayed. It's come from the person you prayed the prayer to. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And look at it. And from Jesus Christ. Man, tonight that name is above every name. There is no other name. I don't understand how somebody can walk to an old-timey altar. Brother Eric, I can't understand it. How they can get up and not know they met Jesus. Say, I don't know. If you meet Him, you meet Him. You know it. Well, I don't know if I'm saved. You'll know. Listen to me. You'll know. If you met Jesus, the only potentate, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords, the ruler of all rulers, when you meet Him, you'll know it. You ain't got to worry about it. You'll know when you meet Him. He says tonight, look at this in verse number 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. He's faithful tonight. If you want to know if you're saved tonight, Jesus Christ will be the witness in your life. He witnesses it. He bears witness to my spirit tonight that He has covered me. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, whoa, glory, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us. Man, He loves you. He loves you tonight. He's not going to let you walk around with a false profession. You'll know that you're lost. You'll know that you're lost. And you'll know that you're saved. You'll know tonight. Listen to me tonight. You'll know tonight. Simon knew. Them other ones knew and he knew. Look what he says. Oh, glory. Unto Him that loved us. And here it is, that covering. And He washed us. He loved us. And He washed us. Just because He loves me don't mean I'm going to heaven. Don't you believe that gospel? For God so loved the world, what good's that going to do you? If you don't ask Him to be your Savior? If you don't receive it? You know how you get saved? You receive it. It's a gift. You receive it. You You can't get it no other way. You've got to receive it. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. You've got to receive it. You've got to receive that salvation. I wonder tonight how many people sitting in a pew that's never said, God, I receive salvation. I receive what you want me to have. I know you love me. Now I want you to wash me. I receive that tonight. Man, you receive that Holy Spirit of promise tonight. He said he loved us and he washed us. Man, tonight being washed in the blood of Jesus, that night I got up and being saved. And I told a lot in here Sunday morning, but I didn't tell it all. Amen. And none of us has ever told it all. But he knows it all. He loved, but when he washed me that day and I got up, Brother Austin, I've never been that clean in my life. I have never been that clean in my whole entire life up to that moment. And when he washed me, I knew he loved me. But man, there's something about it. There's one thing to love you. But it's something totally different when he washes you. It's something totally different when he washes you. Tonight, if you ever had something wrong with you, I mean, you just can't get in the tub or something, your leg, you know, you're hobbling around a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. And your wife, he says, get in there in the kitchen, I'm going to wash your head. Well, you know I ain't got oily hair because I ain't got no hair. And I'll get in there, and she just don't turn the hot water on to wash me and burn me. She don't get in there and just rub. You know what she does? She washes me. She washes me with what? Love. She washes me with love. Tonight, I want you to know he didn't have a covering. Tonight, when you got a covering on your life, number one, he washes you. Number two, he loves you. He loves you, he washes you, and he does it in what? In his own blood. Look at the text tonight in Revelation 1:5. Look at this tonight. He says tonight that he had a false profession because there was no covering. He said he washes from our sins in his own blood tonight. He washed us in his own. You can't buy what you need. You must receive it. Number one, let's go back to the text. And I don't want to confuse nobody tonight. Number one, he had a false profession because he had no covering. There was nothing on his life. He didn't receive that. Verse 17, they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw, they received something that he didn't get. And when Simon saw it, he said, well, you're judging him. I'm just preaching the text. When you come to the altar and you called on the name of the Lord, you know if you received or not at that moment. You may stray, you may falter, and you may fall, and you may fail. But you know if you met Jesus. There's a covering went over your life at that moment. Can I say to you, number two, I want to share this with you, and I don't want to just be false profession. Number one, there's no covering. You can tell it. Number two, a false profession because there was no change. Not only is he wasn't covered, but he didn't have no change. Tonight, I want you to look at this with me in the text, if you will, in verse number 20. Let's go to verse 19. Saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. He wasn't worried about himself receiving it. He's worried about showing off what he could do to somebody else. When we lay hands on in this church, we don't do it to show off. We do it because the text tells us to. We don't do it to show off. We do it because the Bible says it. Let me give you this tonight. He said, number one, there's no covering. Number two, there was no change. I will never, if any man, woman, boy, or girl, I don't care who they are, if they call on the name of Jesus Christ and there's not a change, they're not saved. I don't care who you are. I don't like that preacher. I don't care. That's Bible. If there's not a change, if you can go back and do the same thing you've always done, there's no guilt, no shame, there's not nothing in your life, you need to meet Jesus. You've made a false profession. You've lied to yourself, you've lied to the church, you've lied to the congregation. More than that, you've lied to the Holy Ghost. False profession. Number one, because there's no covering. And number two, because there's no change. Look with me. Woo. But Peter said unto him, look in verse 20, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. There was no change, number one, because his heart wasn't right. His heart was not right. Folks, tonight, when you meet Jesus, your heart, and you call on him and he saves your soul, your heart gets right. It don't take 10 years to get right. There's a change. Look what he says. Repent, therefore, of thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps he thought in thine heart that it may be forgiven thee. Look what he says here in verse 23. Don't lose me right here. Stay with me just for a minute. If not, you're going to walk out of here and you're going to say he's lost his mind. There's no change. Number one, his heart wasn't right with God. And number two, he was in the gall of bitterness. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness. He didn't say you are in the gall of bitterness. He didn't say, hey man, you're in the gall of bitterness. You need to get it right. He said, I perceive. I see. And you know what? And Peter said, yeah, just pray God that I get it right. So he told he was in that. Look what he says. He's in the gall of bitterness. That gall of bitterness was this right here. Jealousy, bitterness, because he lost his followers. He lost the power he had over them. Number one, he had no change. His heart wasn't right. Number two, he was in the gall of bitterness. Number three, look what he says here. I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. That bond of iniquity would be this. That would be in bondage or captivity to sin. I'll tell you what the Bible says about this. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, I got a few things still holding me up, hicking me up, preacher. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. This man, just in a few verses, there's no change in his life. There's nothing went on. Just turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Number one, there's no covering. The blood of Jesus, he had no covering. Number two, he had no change. Look what he says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 17. I love this tonight. Number one, he had a false profession because there's no covering. Number two, he had a false profession because there's no change in his life. No change. Can I ask you a question tonight? Since you've been saved, has there been a change in your life? One thing that we brag on God about, brag on Jesus, brag on the Holy Ghost about is that he did what to us? He changed us. He saved us. He changed us. He changed us. He brought us out of that. Therefore, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Yeah, that's for some people. That ain't for me. No, that's Bible. That's for everybody. If the Son, Jesus Christ, there ought to be a change. If that covering's on you, there ought to be a change. There ought to be something. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. I want to do this Sunday morning. I promise you I did. Jesus said, no, you can preach it tonight. I said, okay, I'll preach it tonight then. If that covering is on your life, there's a change. Point blank. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man, you say, well, that's for some people, not for me, preach. You're in here too. If you have met Jesus and you say he saved you, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You're not who you used to be. You've been bought with a price. The things you used to do, they ought to be dead to you. You ought to get no pleasure. You ought to get nothing out of them. Here he comes, Simon the sorcerer, and what he had done all his life is he had used money, he had used gimmicks, he had used tricks, whatever he could to get ahead. Here he said he's met, he's believed, and he's been baptized, and he's right back to the same old thing, doing the same old thing, just like he always had. No change. No change. Number one, there's no covering. Number two, there's no change. If I could count on my hands to give you a list, if I could write the names on that wall, I wouldn't have enough wall in this room to tell you the people that said they met Jesus and they're still living the same way. So, preacher, you're judging. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. They say they met Jesus. They said they're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. They said he died for them on Calvary. He's got a home for them in heaven. He washed their sins away, but yet they will not darken the door of a church. They will not even, it has no care of the things of God. But yet they've been changed. But they're living the same way. You said, preacher, what? Listen to me tonight. The churches are full of them. This church may be full. I don't know. I don't know nobody's heart. But I'm telling you tonight, if there's not been a change, you got a false profession. Well, I believe. The Bible said in James, even the devils believe and tremble. They believe that there's one God and they tremble. But can I say to you now, the devil ain't changed? Can I say to you now, the devil ain't got a cover in the blood of Jesus on his life? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, that's them old ways, them old things that you used to love to do, are passed away. Gone, no longer. He said, "Preacher, you don't know what I'm dealing with." Listen to me. They said one out of it's millions. I don't know how many, a bunch. Never get off crystal meth. Toughest addiction there is. There's men in this room right now, and I will not call no names, that comes to this church every Sunday that's been freed from crystal meth for years. Got one raising his hand right now. Two raising his hand right now. I'm not talking about 2 weeks. I'm talking about 3 months. I'm talking about years. And I know people work in that system and they see it all the time. And they play religion and they play Jesus. And they play this and they play it back and forth. You listen to me. When you meet Jesus, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. He said, "Preacher, it's got a hold on some or another." When you meet Jesus, he's the chain breaker. He's the difference. He's the one that don't add up when everybody else adds up. He's the one that don't do it the way everybody else does it. He changes you completely. Cleansed, new, made new. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." That's you and that's me. I've become new. Number one, because I got a covering. Number two, I've been changed by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you see somebody, I know this is being recorded, that's fine. If you see somebody that's still living the same way, you pray that God will save their soul. I'm not talking about judging them. You pray God will save their soul. You pray God will put conviction on them that save their soul. They will be a difference in a person's life. If there was no difference, why be saved? When I went to the altar that night and I wanted to be saved, I didn't want to be baptized. That's the last thing in my mind. I didn't care about believing. I come wanting to be changed, to be covered, to get out of the mess that I was in and have a relationship with the man was telling me about a man named Christ Jesus. That's what I needed in my life. Why? What good will it mean to be saved if I can live the same old way? What good is that's no good. That's useless. And that's, my friend, it's what false profession is all about. I'm saved, but I'm doing the same old thing. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." I'm going to give you the third tonight. I'm not going to keep you all evening. Number one, he had a false profession. There's no covering. We see that tonight. And he seen them receive the Holy Ghost. He wanted to buy it. Number two, there was no change because his heart was not right with God. Number two, he was in the gall of bitterness. Number three, he was in the bond of iniquity. There's no chains been broken. There's no evidence of a chain ever being broken. Amen? He said, "Preacher," and this now here is what just ate me alive. And I said, that's the local body church. False professions. Number one, there's no covering. Pay attention right here, please. Number two, there's no change. And number three, there's no concern, or they could care less. No concern, or they could care less. I believe when I'm baptized, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to live like hell till I get there. You won't make it there. I'll make sure I'm on. I'm going to get saved and I'm going to live like hell till I get to heaven. You're not going to heaven. You're not going. Listen to me tonight. You won't make it. You won't go. It ain't on your righteousness. It ain't on what you did. But listen to me tonight. There's got to be a covering by the blood of Jesus. There's got to be a change and there's got to be a concern that comes over your life. There's got to be a concern about your salvation, a concern about your eternity, a concern about the way you live, a concern about how you drag the name of Jesus everywhere you go, either through the mud or through the muck or whatever. There's got to be a concern. And when you get to the place you don't concern, you better make sure that you've not made a false profession. I told you starting off, there's a chairman of a deacon that I knew when I got saved. Listen to me, a mighty man of God. And I wanted to be just like him until I heard him take the Lord's name in vain. And what did that do to me? That made me want to throw up in my mouth. I know that's not good English, but that's what it made me want to do. And that's what it does when I don't live that way and I profess to be a Christian. People look at me. I go to work, I go wherever. If I'm not being what God's called me to be, it's not good. Listen to me tonight. Number one, he had no covering, no change, and no concern about it whatsoever. Look what he says. Whew. Then Peter said unto him, I'm talking about Peter told him like it was. He said in verse 22, repent. You need to repent. You've not received nothing. You ain't got a covering. You ain't had a change. You need to repent. You tell people that in the world we live in now, they get mad and they'll change church. They'll change church. No, you didn't get saved. You just rededicated. Come on. No. Never had a change in their life and lived like the devil all their life. And they finally get under Holy Ghost conviction and get saved, and the people that are saved wants to convince them that it's already saved. Like it's their job to convince them that. Y'all know I'm telling the truth tonight. You know I'm telling the truth tonight. It's got to be, number one, a covering, a change. It's got to be a concern. If tonight you've got saved and you care less about your salvation or anything else, you better make sure it ain't false. Let me give you this. No repentance. No repentance. Lord said, Peter said, repent therefore of thy wickedness and pray God. Maybe or perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. No repentance. And he didn't deal with the sin that was in his life. Number two, he wanted relief, but he didn't want the removal of sin. How do you know that, preacher, that he wanted relief, but he didn't want removal? Look what he said. Then I answered Simon and said, hey, man, what about you praying for me? Hey, what about you praying for me and ask Jesus to take care of it? What about you praying for me? If you're going on a prayer of somebody else, you better make sure that you're praying. Don't you count on me to pray for you. I'm human. Don't you count on me to pray for you. You pray. Whew. No repentance, no dealing with the sin. He wanted relief, but no removal of sin. True repentance is turning from sin and seeking forgiveness from God. True repentance. Number one, there's a covering, there's a change, and there's a concern. 2 Corinthians 13:5. I leave you with this tonight. Turn with me there. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Man, I don't know about y'all, man. This done me some good. You hear me? Some good. I told my wife, I'm not glad what all I've been through, but it sure does show me something in my life. I'm not who I used to be. Amen. I ain't one of them boys that could sit on the pew from 6 year old up, and I reckon I wouldn't, or if it was, he didn't do it that way. And 6 year up and been fine, and just rock on through. I had to go to the depths of it, son. If not, I wouldn't believe I was saved sometimes. Can't believe he saved me, you hear me? But I know one thing, I've covered. How do you know that, preacher? Man, there's a change in my life. I sit there, I wouldn't cry for nothing with a baby. Man, we've been married 23 years, and a lot of it, I wouldn't cry for nothing. I soon. Me and that woman out there, we'd soon fight and cry. You hear me? Y'all ain't like that, I don't reckon. Boy, back in the day, I'd beat sheetrock off the wall in the house. She'd make me so mad, I'd kick the doors off the hinges. That's the truth. Now, you ask her, like old whoop pup, Brother Roy. You put on some of that music or read the Bible. Sometime I get there, snot, get the flowing out, you know how us old boys do, get the... This evening, you know what Kaylee told Brandy? She said, bless his heart. Look at him over there. I said, it's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not who I used to be. No longer shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. And I'm happy reminding him that it's under the blood. What is it under? It's under the covering. Yeah, he reminds me I'm not right, but it's under the covering. Number two, there's a change, but I have a concern. And here's how I have a concern. Here's how you can have a concern tonight. To make sure you've not made a false profession. He said, preacher, can you tell me? I can't tell nobody in this room. Now, nobody in this room. I'm not your judge. I'm just your pastor. Don't do a good job at that, but I'm just your pastor. He says this in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Read it with me, everybody out loud. Examine yourselves. Come on. Whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own self? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. He said, prove your own self. You know if he's in there. You don't need the preacher to tell you. You know if it's false or if it's real. So, preacher, how can I know it's real? How do I know my profession isn't false? I'm going to give you a little something here. Number one, it's going to be easy right here, okay? You'll have a covering. There'll be a change that took place in your life, and you'll have a concern about your future. You'll be concerned about it. You'll be not, listen, you won't complain. You'll just be concerned. You'll want to walk the right way. He'll have a love for Scripture. Yeah, it won't be a burden to read that Bible. You'll love it, son, because it feeds you. It feeds you. You'll have a love for other Christians. You won't be made to love with another person in the church. You'll have a love for them. You'll hate sin. You'll hate it to the core. You won't be able to say, oh, that's just a little cuss word. I can handle it. No, you'll hate them all. And my last one I wrote down is this. You just won't be the same. You just won't be the same. The things I used to do, I just can't do. But old Simon the sorcerer, he's just the same old boy. He wanted to buy what he can get and trick who he can trick. Because he wanted to give somebody else that power, Brother Rodney. You know why? Because it wouldn't be long, he'd be charging them for it. In the world we live in, if they can get money off you, they'll get it. Can I say to you tonight, salvation's free. It costed Jesus his life, but it won't cost you nothing. You make sure tonight when you walk out of this place, you ain't made a false profession. I'm not examining nobody in this room. The Bible says examine yourself. You'll know if he's in there or not. You'll know. You will know. There's no way somebody this big can live inside somebody this small and not stick out. Amen. I don't know about you, but I thank God for that text right there. I thank God tonight that I have a concern. I have a concern for my life. Katie tells Brandy all the time, she says, Daddy, he always talk about death. Tell us what we need to do when he dies. He always tells us, and I tell her, I said, don't you let some other Joe come up here and sit on his heel, pick his toenails in my recliner. Don't you do that mess. Girl, you know better. You tell that mama. You take care of mama when daddy's gone. We have him, you know what I'm saying? Which don't bother me none. I don't know nothing about it anyway, but I just kid around with him, you know. Still don't want whoever Joe is, I don't want him up there. But I do tell him this. I tell Kaylee, I said, baby, listen to me. What you got inside of you by your own profession, you say is real. When you get out and you get out in this world, there are going to be people tell you what you got ain't real. They're going to tell you all kind of stuff. They're going to tell you that he didn't die for everybody, that he died for a select few. They're going to tell you that there is different ways to heaven. They're different this. They're going to be people trying to influence you in different ways. But I say, you stick by that blessed old book. Don't you waver. Don't you give in. Don't you stick with that book. If it wasn't true, Daddy wouldn't have told you. You got a covering on your life. People will be wanting to try to buy. You got to change. You're not like everybody else. Everybody want it. They'll want what you got. You take what you got serious and be concerned about it. And you let them know they can have it too. And it only comes. Thank you that there is a covering on my life. I thank you for that tonight. I examine my own self. And I know tonight without a shadow of a doubt that you saved me on that day in August 27, 2007. You reached down from heaven. And you passed by that night and you touched my heart. And I thank you for that. I thank you that I called on your name and you saved me. And I thank you that when I got up from there, I was not the same. I was different. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, when she touched, it was over. No more blood. No more blood issue. Lord, she got concerned about it, went telling people. Lord, I thank you that you put that same concern on my life. Lord, I pray whoever I'm talking to tonight, you'd bless them. If they've been wrestling with their profession tonight, I pray tonight that they get peace when they walk out of here tonight. Lord, help us to be what you called us to be and walk the way you called us to walk. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. You are